Lake Effect continues now on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Audrey Nowakowski. We first met Michael Cody about 10 years ago. The actor and director had started Young Blood Theater to give himself and his fellow UWM theater graduates a chance to do professional work and take creative risks.
Over the years, Cody acted for other companies in town and continued to direct with Young Blood. And then he took a break to go to grad school for directing. He's back in town now in that capacity to stage Death Trap at the Milwaukee Chamber Theater. He joined me in the studio recently to talk about the show and to explain why he felt he needed grad school in the first place.
I was going to have this experience as a director at the Illinois Shakespeare Festival. And so I was going away to do that. And while I was there, I think the show turned out really well. But I think I also learned, like, there's a ton I didn't know about directing. You know, all of the directing that I had done had been with my friends and plays I'd picked for my company. And I'd never been in a situation where, you know, one of the actors I worked with, you know, had been acting as long as I had been alive. And just learning that not all actors can receive the same notes in the same way, just really basic things. And out of that experience, I had a couple more directing experiences at Illinois Wesleyan University, the first time I directed at Chamber Theater. And out of all of those, I decided I really wanted to get some training. I wanted to devote some time where I wasn't feeling like I was hustling for the next job and where I wasn't trying to, you know, just to work and produce my own stuff, which I had been doing for a long time. I wanted to go somewhere where I could really figure out, you know, why it is that I'm making the choices I make in a rehearsal room. How do I deal with some of the sort of anxieties that just come with suddenly you have to lead a room and suddenly you have to explain to everybody why they're there in the first place. So I applied to the Northwestern graduate program, and I just finished up there in the spring, and now I'm just the last process of it as I have to write my thesis and defend that. So now I'm back out in the professional world.
Hustling for the next job.
Back to hustling, back to figuring out, like, not having my days all structured anymore. But
was it good to be back in school?
It was good. I mean, I think I take to school really well. I think actually I secretly missed it quite a bit. I like having that kind of structure. And I think it's hard. I mean, it's just hard for me to be as disciplined outside of school as I am in school.
One of the things I think most theater people have in common, maybe all artists seem to have in common, is that all of you never feel like you know enough.
That's
you
totally
all,
true.
You all feel like there's always more to learn and I have to go learn it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's very cool.
Well, I think if anything, school actually retaught me that I didn't know everything I thought I knew. It taught me to reconsider my assumptions on how things should be done or why I have to direct the way I direct. I got to start from, you know, sort of the basement again and build my way up. The program really focuses on, you know, A, why is it that you've chosen to be a director? You've come to a directing program. Why are you doing that? And B, really seeking out the kinds of stories that you want to be doing, or if you've been given a project, what is it about it for you personally that makes it worth doing now? I'll parrot a lot of my mentor's advice probably in this interview, but how do you match your own blood to the blood of the play is kind of my favorite way of thinking about it. I don't sit here claiming that I have that all figured out and probably never will, but I feel like now I know that that's the target I'm shooting at, and I didn't really know that before I went into school.
That's very cool.
Yeah, it is.
It's fun to learn that, I think, and to kind of go, well, at least that's what I know, what I'm aiming for.
Mm-hmm.
And to say, okay, I may not hit it, but at least I know I'm moving in the right direction.
Right, and I feel like I can, when the same kind of anxieties sort of rise up in a process, I think I can recognize those better now and be like, okay, this is just that part of the process. Like, we just started rehearsal for Death Trap, and, you know, the one of the hardest part of the process is just like the first day you get up on your feet. You know, the actors are nervous. They, you know, are still on book. I'm trying not to say anything stupid, and, you know, I'm conscious of trying to, like, you know, we're just inching forward. And I think in the past, I may have been a little bit more, I'd go home and be like, I'm terrible. I'm the worst director ever. That was a terrible day.
I don't understand how to do this at all.
Yeah. Yeah. But now it's like, that's just, that day is just part of the process. You know, you have to make a ton of mistakes to kind of figure out what's going to work. And really, if you're so convinced that the first draft is the best way, then you should probably get someone else to come in and see it, because you're probably missing something. So it's just those little insights, and I have little sort of checks and balances now that I don't feel like I had before.
So you directed at Chamber before. Mm-hmm. Now you're back here, as you say, for Death Trap. How is your relationship to the actors different now that you've gone through this training?
Well, you know, I think one thing that I've always benefited from is that I've been an actor before. And so there is something that I tend to understand, I think, about characters and their motivations. So that's what I do focus on quite a bit. You know, I think in the past, and this is something I try to ward myself away now from doing, is that I think in the past I would be a little bit more focused on the how, like how do we get to a moment? What does it look like the technical elements, and sort of a little bit more coaching an actor to get there. And now I'm really trying, at least in the front end of rehearsal, to lay the groundwork so that I don't have to do the actor's work for them, and that we always have time later on when they are more solid with just the play itself that I can say, okay, you know, now that moment, now let's take a beat, like a pause there. And I'm not so focused on telling them the how, but more like the why and the what. So I think that might be the big difference. But, you know, every play I've done at Chamber has been really different. Like the first play was two guys sitting on the couch drinking beer together. Just that's them the whole time, just conversation. And then I did Boeing 2 years ago, and that's like farce. So that is technical, and that is painstakingly, it's like doing math on stage. And now Death Trap is like somewhere in between. There is a huge technical component of it to make certain moments land. But then, you know, so much of the play lies in wordplay and dialogue that, you know, they at some point will probably, you know, be getting really nitpicky about making sure we hear certain things. But I think old me would have been distracted by that in the first couple days, that I wouldn't be able to see big picture. You know, one of the ways I think more about directing now is I used to do a lot of drawing as a kid, and I still like to do it a little bit. But one of the hardest things for me with drawing is those first couple lines. It's like getting confident with the first couple lines on the page. But the thing is, you just have to keep making more lines. Otherwise, the picture never shows up and you never get anywhere with it. And you can sort of ruminate over those first couple lines again and again. But I found that in rehearsal, I need to get through a bunch of lines so I can start to see this thing take shape. Then I can feel more confident with it.
So you're not afraid of getting lines 6, 7, and 8.
Right, exactly.
And further on, because it's always easy to go back and say, oh, no, line 1's not perfect.
Exactly.
I have to get line 1 perfect. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So using that phrase that your mentor had, matching your blood to the blood of the play, how are you doing that with Death Trap?
The thing with Death Trap was, so Michael Wright, the artistic director of Chamber Theater, gave me a stack of like thrillers, mysteries to read, and there's a lot of good ones in there. But Death Trap was the one that felt like I had an experience while I read it, where I was like actively wanting to know what happened on the next page. And for me, it's just like I want to give that gift to the audience. You know, I like the idea of, you know, a thriller is a place that we can go and, you know, experience sort of terror and shock and dread. And then we get to leave the theater and go back to our normal lives. But we want those little things. We want experiences like Death Trap to take us away for even a brief moment from some of the tiresome and obviousness of daily life and experience sort of that adrenaline rush. And part of it is that I think I am drawn to plays that feel like they have a Rubik's Cube kind of quality to it. So there is a part of me that loves just sort of the figuring this play out and trying to wrap my head around it.
Doing that math.
Yeah. So those are things like right off the page, just reading it. And then, you know, in a little bit more, you know, personal vein. So the play is about Sidney Brewer. He's a once hit playwright on Broadway. It takes place in 1978. He had a hit like 18 years ago, brought him a lot of success, and then he's had four flops. And he gets this play in the mail from a young playwright from a seminar that he's been sort of forced to teach because he has no money anymore. And it's like amazing. This first play is just the kind of play that he wishes he would write. And he starts thinking, well, what if the opportunity arised that I could take this young playwright's play and make it my own? And so to think about the kind of pressure and anxiety of like being a big success and then feeling like you'll never achieve that again. And what would you do? Like, what would you be capable of in order to be a winner again, in order to succeed, in order to have a fresh start and have an escape? Like, that theme of Death Trap, I feel like I can at least tap into a little bit and think about.
I think most of us can.
Yeah.
Even if we haven't had that kind of success, you know, it's just that wanting that kind of success.
Right. Yeah.
And yeah, what price are you willing to pay?
Exactly.
For it? Now, are you at all worried that because people might know the story that they're not going to get that adrenaline rush because they know what happens? I'm not going to say what happens, but.
Sure. I mean, worried's not the right word. I think about it in the way, you know, Death Trap is probably a more well-known play than most plays are to some degree.
Well, there was the movie.
Because there's been a movie, a very popular movie. But I think it's similar in, I mean, I don't want to compare this play to maybe Shakespeare, but it's similar to going to see a Shakespeare play in that, you know, why do people go see Comedy of Errors a bunch of times? And why do they go see Hamlet and Macbeth and all these things that, you know, where they know what happens? For those people who have seen the movie or seen a lot of people have seen it on Broadway too. For those people who have seen it, I don't think it's a matter of knowing what happens. It's like, how are they going to do it this time? And the challenge for me is like, can we still, with people who come in, can we still throw them off the scent of what they know? And so I think there's some things that we found. I don't know if they're unique to our production, but I think there's some approaches to some of the twists that feel like we're doing a good job of keeping that in mind. Not specifically just for that, those audience members, but I think the short answer of my convoluted answer is no, I'm not worried about people coming to people who have seen it before.
Well, you'll go on the ride anyway, and you might be surprised along the way.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So for Death Trap, who have you got in the two parts, the two main parts?
Yeah, so for the young playwright, it's Damonte Henning, who was in Lobby Hero at Chamber Theatre. He's been doing a lot, but I know why. He's awesome. He's really great.
Quite wonderful, yeah.
And then in the role of Sidney is Bill Watson, who was my acting mentor at UW-Milwaukee. My first professional show was Equus with In Tandem, and he and I were in it, and that was 10 years ago. In a play that's sort of about, in one way, about this sort of like pseudo father-son, mentor-mentee relationship, to have my mentor in it is kind of, and the play is so meta-theatrical throughout with being self-referential. I feel like this is like another layer of having my old acting mentor in the show. But he is awesome. I'm like, when I read it, he was the first guy who popped in my head, and I was like, okay, we have to have Bill Reed. And we brought in a bunch of people who were really good. And then Bill walked in, and it was just like, holy cow. He gets this sort of – Sidney Brewer's a super smart guy and funny and charming, and he gets all of those layers to him. So it's been a lot of fun. I wonder how he feels, because he probably hears himself – in some of the things that I say, because I've just, you know, I've been absorbing, you know, his advice and his direction for so long. So.
Right. Yeah, well, it's a nice way of paying forward.
That's yeah. Right. Or paying him back.
Or
right?
Something. Well, Michael Cody, it is so great to have you back in Milwaukee. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Michael Cody directs the Milwaukee Chamber Theater's production of Death Trap. It opens Thursday at the Broadway Theater Center in the Third Ward. You can find more information at wuwm.com.